This is Emily Thomas, and you are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. Hey, ladies, welcome back. This is episode 114, and it's the middle of November, you guys. I hope your coffee is hot. I hope the seats in your car are heated. That is one of my favorite parts about being a grown-up, is heated seats. Makes my kids mad every single time I talk about how much I love heated seats. Although I do have to say, one of my friends has heated seats, but it got broken in the on setting. And so year-round, her seat in the passenger side is heated. So heated seats are not great in Texas in the summer, but I give them two thumbs up in the winter. Guys, you did not tune in for an episode about heated seats. I just, for whatever reason, felt like you needed to know that. Let's move on. Listen, I just wanted to say real quick how much I appreciate your reviews of the show. It helps people know that the show is actually decent and not gonna waste their time, which I really try hard not to do, except sometimes when I can't help myself but talk about heated seats. Also, if you make sure that you're subscribed to the show, I post a new show each week and you won't have to remember to click over to get it. It'll just automatically come to your phone. What I'm trying to do is make your life remarkably easy. So help me help you by subscribing to the show. Subscribing to the show is easier than turning on a heated seat. All right, so today I am chatting with a girl who's become a friend of mine. Her name is Dina Ulrig. I thought her name was Deanna Ulrig. That's not true. Not. You've no doubt heard of the planner company called Anchored Press. She is the one who started it. She's a wife and a mom. She lives in Southern California, and she has a heart for women who she sees chasing things that will leave them empty. She made a discovery that changed her life that ultimately led to her starting Anchored Press. In this chat, we talk about how she quiets herself enough to hear from God, the deep things that she's learned in seasons of waiting, in a time that she prayed a huge prayer and watched God do the impossible. Before we jump in, let me share about my girls at Queen Bee Market. This place, you guys, it kind of kills me that I don't live close enough to go. It is a highly curated artisan market with more than 100 local and national vendors. It's got all the things that we love. Handmade, vintage, clothing, home decor, and paper arts. Every booth that you walk in, it's like totally decked out, like you're in a small shop. It's basically Etsy come to life. Their event includes make and take crafts, live music, fantastic photo areas, like a gigantic letterboard that you can play with and take pictures, and also swag bags. What? You can get all your Christmas shopping done in one day. This event is December 15th and 16th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds in California. So find out more at thequeenbeemarket.com. And somebody get me a ticket out there. This is killing me. Alrighty, guys, let's talk to Dina. All right, so Deanna Ulrig.
Dina.
Dang it.
Ulrig.
Dang it. That's why I was like, I need to have a practice. But isn't there an A? Or just I made that.
So all my life I've explained it. So Deanna actually has two N's. Dean with an A. My mom just wanted to make it super complicated. So
I get it. Well, that's going to take some relearning because in my head, you're definitely Deanna, but it's all right.
You got to look at it like Dean.
Okay. So will you tell us about yourself, Dina?
Yes. So I am a mom. I love that even when we were chatting, I'm like, hashtag mom, not struggling well.
Because I know.
Don't we just all have those moments? And this morning was kind of one of them. But
how many kids do you have?
We have one. So can you imagine like all the moms that are listening that are like, I have five. Like, what are you talking about? You're not struggling well with one.
Listen, I mean, I have two and it feels like 10. So
yes,
it certainly looks like 10 when I look around my house.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes I feel that way with one. And that's why I so appreciated the Melanie hearing, listening to Melanie Schenkel on your podcast. I could relate so much to everything she said and we have so much in common. So it was kind of fun because you don't meet in this day and age. Everything is, you know, 2.5 kids. So we're kind of an anomaly.
Yeah. Was that a plan?
It wasn't. I actually always thought that we would have, or that this is before I met my husband, that we would have a lot of kids. And we got pregnant super fast with her right away. And so we kind of held off a couple years, waited, and then could not get pregnant again. So I had three miscarriages and with no explanation. So I could get pregnant easily, but just couldn't keep them. And then we just kind of took a pause on it. I just felt like God just saying, just wait, because I was starting to get a little bit like, ugh, I just don't even want to try anymore. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's just, now my daughter's 14, going to be 15 in January. So the waiting has, you know, I mean, obviously if God said, go pick up 5 foster kids and, you know, adopt 10 kids in Rwanda, I would do it. But it's, you know, the story that he's written for us and we're just content with it. It's taken me a while for, I think, my heart to get there.
What were you believing in your heart about it, like before the contentment happened?
Before the contentment happened, that's a good question. I think the dream of just always wanting more and having like a big old house full of kids, like especially when we're older and that kind of thing. I think I carried just a lot of also guilt for not really going down that adoption road, if that makes sense. Like I just was so prayerful. I've been to Rwanda twice. I have a huge heart for orphans and went on an orphan care trip there one of the times, but I was so prayerful about just God wanting it for both of our hearts. And it just never was something that was put on Greg's heart, my husband's heart. Mm-hmm. So I'll never forget the story. I was at a conference a couple years ago and there was a speaker there and she was one of those speakers that's just so uber smart, like just like analyzes everything. And like, you're like, hang on to every word. Yeah. And I hadn't spoken to her the entire trip. And I happened to be in her car on the way to the airport. So we just like all jumped in cars. And someone was asking me about my story about having one child. And I said, and I just see like one of my things is I just worry about like getting to heaven's gates and God just saying like, here's all the kids that I wanted you to adopt. Like, here they are. And then she said to me, she said, don't you think if God wanted you to adopt him, he would have made it happen? And I was kind of, it was like a moment for me where I was like, you're right. Like if God wanted to make that happen, he would have put it on Greg's heart. He would have, you know, opened the doors. And I mean, it's not to say that, I mean, I know I have to put the work into it, but I really, since that day, I've had peace. And even just starting Anchored Press, I also kind of feel like this is kind of my baby. And I know if I had a lot of kids, like, I don't think I could pull off this company right now, the way, you know, how fast it's growing and all that God's having me do with it. So I kind of look at this as my baby. And then of course we got a dog 3 years ago and I'm obsessed and he's my boy I never had.
I love it. I can hear him. What kind of dog is he?
He's a Labradoodle.
So cute. Yes.
We're pretty in love with him. It's pretty scary, actually.
Okay. So you're now those pet people.
Oh, yeah. All in. I baby talk to him. No. I mean, I never baby talk to Madeline. And with him, I'm like baby talk central around here.
Okay. So I have a question, though, about when you feel like you'd like to do something and your husband doesn't. I know that's something that translates across dang near every marriage.
Yes.
How did you not kind of get mad at him about it, or we try to nag him into it, or heavily hint?
And I think I've been in positions where I've nagged him and I realized that it just doesn't do any good. I mean, I just, the times that I just retreat back into prayer and just pray for him and just pray for God to reveal God's will for him. And, you know, it might not look like what I want it to look like, but so many times God has showed up in that prayer where it's really blown my mind. I've seen it witnessed in just with even my business our first year when sales weren't going that well. And every day Greg was like, how many sales did you get today? How many sales did you get today? And I'm like, yeah, gotta stop asking me. I just was like, Lord, you please give him the peace that I have with the business and that steadfast faith through it. And he's just slowly over those next couple of weeks worked on Greg. And Greg even was like, I'm good. Like he came to me and was like, I'm good. I feel at peace. Whatever God wants to do with this company, if we have half of them left, then that's what it is, you know? So, yeah. So I think just really praying about it, it works.
Yeah, no, it really does. And it's interesting that you're talking about him not necessarily feeling it. We've adopted 2 kids and lately I've felt a lot of guilt about not adopting more. It's so funny how it doesn't matter what you've done. We can believe it's not quite enough. And my husband is totally down with more kids. And my kids are too, because they have no idea what's even going on. So that sounds fun. But I prayed about it and I can't get good with it. And so then I think, I don't know, I just feel bad about it. But I think I really want to know what God says, but I also just don't feel like it's the thing right now.
So. Yeah.
It doesn't feel good to be on the yes side or the no side.
Like everybody's praying for you side.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I know, but God is just, he works so much in the waiting, I've learned. And I even just heard someone talking about that, like the planting season and the sowing season. And like, that's the longest season, you know, the waiting. So if you want to grow a carrot versus an avocado tree kind of thing, you know, the deeper the roots have to be, you know, you just have to wait longer for that kind of thing. And I don't know, maybe that's not the direction that God wants to take your family, or maybe it is, but he needs you to be in a right place to get to whatever point it is, you know, that he's taking you.
Yeah.
That makes any sense.
Yeah. And my husband's not like, I think we should. He's like, that sounds fun, but I love our family how it is. So he's super easygoing. It's not like he's like, I sure wish you would get with the program, but anyway,
I'll
it's tricky.
I'll be praying for you.
Oh, thank you. So you are passionate about getting into God's word on a daily basis. And so you have made a planner company that kind of dovetails spending time with the Lord and making your plan for the day. And I love it. And I love that.
Oh, good.
Yes. And so when did this become important to you? Usually there's some catalyzing moment that makes you say, this needs to be a thing.
So it basically, just to kind of tell you a little bit, well, I was in pharmaceutical sales for 10 years, so corporate world and all that.
Which led directly into stationery.
it just makes super a lot of sense, right? I was just always one of those people that, you know, I always designed everybody's invitations and my own Christmas cards. And I just loved that kind of stuff just on the side. And really my walk with God during the time of just, you know, being a working mom and, you know, a job that just demanded a lot, my walk was not that strong. I did not struggle well. And I mean, we went to church, you know, every week and we had our small group and we tried, but my intimate walk with him, like my quiet time and just really being with him every day was not that strong. We did a series at church called the Transform Study, and it was our whole small group that did it. And it was one of those things where we were accountable every single day to everybody. We would text like, finish my quiet time. Mm-hmm. And so, but it was during that, and sorry, I'm kind of like all over the place. At that point, then I had my stationery. I stopped pharmaceuticals and then started my little Etsy shop where I was designing stationery and wine tags and labels. And of all the things, the wine tags were the thing that actually took off on Etsy because I was doing them differently than everybody else was doing them. And it was a little more time consuming. And so, it was a Christmas, you know, Christmas season in stationery is crazy, crazy busy.
And Etsy shop. I had an Etsy shop and I missed two Christmases. I was like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh,
so hard.
So hard, especially when you do Christmas cards and all that. And typically the 2 years before that, I would take off the month of January because it was so crazy the months before. And so I just woke up from, it was like the first day after I had closed it and I woke up and I just felt this just pressing, I don't want to call it guilt because I feel like, I mean, God does not guilt us, but it was more just this desire to just, I knew I was not given the gifts to make wine tags all day. Like, you know.
Can I tell you my one that took off was a quote, let her sleep for when she wakes, she'll move mountains. I don't care about that quote. I made more mountain pictures than I ever, if I never hear that, see that quote again, it'll be too
soon.
That
is so funny, right? You have to have a niche on Etsy, which you do. You have to have a niche.
But then you have to not hate the niche.
True. Yes. And I mean, I love wine and I love wine tags.
Right.
Yeah, I just, you know, but I just, at the end of the day, wanted to use my gifts to bring God glory. And so we were doing the Transform Study. And I mean, every day, God would use something that I had read that morning. So if it was for me or my family or a friend. And so it got to this like game almost where I was like, I don't want to miss a day. Like, what is he going to do? What if I don't read? Or what if I'm not meeting with him? What does he want to tell me? So it just got to the point where I was just craving more and more and living where I do. And I live in Southern California in Orange County.
Yep, I used to live there.
I'm not an Orange County housewife.
It's hard to look around and see all the beauty and opulence. I used to live in Fullerton and I love it.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. We're in South Orange County and it's, you know, I think what just is sad is just for me to just, this spiritual emptiness is really what really just hurts my heart is just how, you know, what you said, like everybody, just what's important to everybody, you know, and just the fact that they don't know Jesus. And I mean, not that they don't, I mean, obviously there's tons of Christians here, but I'm just saying like, how many people are lost and just value the wrong things. And so I just was like, okay, what can I do? You know, when everybody says like, someone's got to do something about it, then that's you. So I thought, okay, how can I have people have the same desire that I have to be in God's word every day? And how do I make that happen for people? And at the time, my planner was just busting at the seams. I'd have my sermon notes and just, you know, everything in there, my devotions and just everything. So God just planted that idea in my heart to have God's word and devotions, because there are a few other planners that have scripture here and there, but there's not one on the market that has both.
Okay.
Cause that was another huge thing, being the Etsy girl. I needed a niche. Like, I wasn't just going to do another planner. And so I just decided to just start writing, and I was not a writer. In fact, I went to Berkeley, and I will never forget, a TA told me, I don't know how you got into Berkeley because you can't write.
Whoa.
Yeah. So maybe I shouldn't admit that, but
I love it.
I mean, I'll never forget that. You know how you remember those things? And I was like, well, I don't know, but I'm here.
It's
so
memorable.
You better teach me.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I just started writing, and God just started putting just things on my heart. And at the end of the 30 days, I had written over 100 devotions. And so just short ones. And so I went to the Inspired Retreat. Are you familiar with the Inspired Retreat?
Who does that?
Amber Housley.
Okay.
Anyways, she does this intimate, awesome retreat of 30 people with almost the same amount of speakers. So it's like really one-on-one and really intimate and just empowering. And I, on the way home from that retreat, sketched out the entire how I wanted the planner to look.
Wow.
And so then God put in my, like, literally a couple days after I came home, I was talking to my small group about my idea, but I knew, I mean, I'm a self-taught graphic designer. I don't even like to call myself a graphic designer because I feel like it's offensive to the real ones, you know, but I knew I needed someone to help me with the project because obviously it's a huge project.
Yeah.
And so my friend, one of the husbands in our group, is like, I have the perfect person. And he said she's even trying to make some extra money right now because she wants to take her family to Rwanda next summer, which my family was going to go to Rwanda. I was like, I got to meet her. So, awesome. So she was awesome and helped me put it was just the two of us putting the book together. And so that was, I think, April, May. I mean, literally it happened so fast. I mean, God just was like, you're doing this. And it was just a whirlwind. And we didn't even launch the planner until October, which, you know, all, most of them come out in like August and September. So,
I'm not familiar.
Yes.
October seems great.
I know, right? For like the normal person. Yeah. I shouldn't say the normal, because I love the planners. Like, they are my heart, because they're the ones that buy it in August and September. Because I'm like you. I would always usually buy it around October. But so anyway, so then I was like, okay. And like I said before, my faith in this, like, I had the steadfast faith, like, I'm going to sell these planners. And we're trying to go between two number. Like, we didn't know how many to buy, you know, we're like, you know, I had 200 people maybe following me on Instagram and maybe the same amount in my email list. And I just thought that it was a really good idea to buy like a huge amount.
Bigger than
right?
that?
'Cause that would make, oh yeah. Okay. I'm talking like 10 times that.
Okay.
But we were doing a study at church called Daring Faith. And I was like, oh yeah, I've got it. I've got the Daring Faith. And we had them printed in the U.S. And so it was, you know, a little pricier to print them, or a lot pricier to print them in the U.S. and that first year. And basically what happened was we actually did pretty well for having like that little amount of people following us. And I would just send emails to everybody and their brother, like, you know, big time bloggers, big time Christian people, and barely anyone got back to me. So for those of you out there that are trying to start something, people just don't get back to you. Like, they just really don't. But it doesn't matter, because the right people will get back to you.
Yes.
And God will bring the right people into your life. And that's what happened with us.
Ladies, I want to take a moment to tell you about Canvas People. They take your favorite photo memories and they turn them into art for you to enjoy every day. We are moms. We take 10 million pictures of the cutest humans that we know. And then we lose them when we drop our phones in the toilet, right? There's a better way, friends. I have their hexagon canvases on my wall, and everybody who comes over wants to stop and talk about them because they're amazing. Canvas People has served over 1 million customers, so you know that it's a quality product. It's made of high quality canvas, and it's made in the United States, which I love. They ship fast and the finished product is spot on. Canvas People is offering Mom Struggling Well listeners this deal. It's an 11 by 14 canvas, which is really big, for free if you just pay shipping. These are usually $69.99 and you get it for free, 90 free. So to get your free 11 by 14 canvas, go to canvaspeople.com and enter promo code GONE at checkout. So that's canvaspeople.com, enter promo code GONE. Now this is limited time, so pretty soon it will be gone. So go ahead and do that today.
One of my huge prayers during that time was I just asked God, please just let us pay back our savings. Like that's all I ask.
Okay, because you spent your personal savings on
it. Our personal savings on it.
No wonder your husband was like, so how are the sales going?
Oh, yeah. And he's a total budget guy, like worships Dave Ramsey. Like okay. He's like that guy, listens okay. to him daily, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that was just my huge prayer. And I was steadfast. And then I woke up like 2 weeks before Christmas and I was like, oh no, what did I do? It was like the enemy, just like fear, just like, oh, you know, because I was thinking here we're like 3 weeks out and we still have massive amounts of planners to sell 3 weeks out of January 1st. And so I was doing a Beth Moore study and she was talking about how she would much rather live out her call in life than live a life of meaninglessness. Like it just didn't matter, you know, and just bringing God the glory was all what it was about. And I'm summarizing her, of course, the way she said it was much more eloquent and beautiful. And I just like went to my knees and I was just like, Jesus, it's right back. I surrender it right back to you. I'm so sorry that I was like holding it for that week. And I was up at night because of it and giving it, just handing it over was just like peace just washing over me. And so that was, I think on a Friday, I'll never forget. And then it was that following Monday morning, right before Christmas, when I get a sale, my phone goes cha-ching.
Yeah.
All of a sudden my phone was like cha-ching, 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 like going crazy. What? And I was like, oh, someone talked about it. Cause I would just never know. Like all of a sudden I'd get a bunch of followers and I'd be like, oh, someone talked about it.
It is hard to know where that comes from. And it's hard not to care, you know, to just be like, oh yeah, whatever.
Oh no, I was not whatever. I was like, someone talked about it. So then I get on my Instagram and someone's like, your planner was on the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda. Yeah. And I was like, what? So like, we of course go downstairs, we record it. And yeah, so it was one of her favorite things like 4 days before Christmas. What? And I of course had, and for all of the, I have so many people that email me like, how'd you get it on there? How'd you get it on there? But basically I had read something online about like how you send the producers an email.
Okay.
And so you send it and then in the email, they're going to kill me like for saying this on your show, okay. But they basically said, do not send them product. They do not like unsolicited product. That it was like right before the, you know, Christmas.
Like, I have 1 million of them.
Yeah. I'm like, ah, who cares? What is it going to do? You know, whatever. I'm just going to mail it. So I don't know if that was what worked. I don't know if it was the email to the producer, but it was God, obviously, at the end of the day. God made it happen. So
did you sell out of them?
So we did not sell out.
Okay.
But we like almost, it's funny, I said this the other day in a meeting and Greg's like, I said, we almost paid back our savings to the T. I said to the T, he's like, maybe not to the T. I was like, okay, well, it makes the story a lot better. So
I'm a budget guy. It was not to the T. That's so funny.
He like totally called me out at a meeting. I'm like, honey, just let me just finish the story and make it sound. But it was really close.
Hey,
so
I'm with you.
God,
I'm
with
you to the T.
Prayers.
I believe
so make sure you pray big because I should have asked for a sellout. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what? I would not have traded that first year for anything because, you know, they say just the struggle, like it just brings you closer to God. You know, the dependence on Him and the moments of just falling to my knees. And I mean, when I found out I was on the Today Show, I fell to my knees and was just like, Jesus, like, how are you so good to me? You know, it just, you're so faithful, you know? I mean, obviously that was what helped us because we needed to pay back our savings so that we could do another year.
And that was how many years ago?
That was 2 years ago. So we're in our third print run because you know how we're like always a year ahead. So it was only 2 years ago. Wow. Yeah, 2015 because we were launching 2016. Like right now I have 2019 on my brain, if you can believe it.
Really got to be mind-bending to think that far in the future.
It is. I always like when I write checks, I always get the year wrong because I'm always thinking a year ahead, but then I'm trying to go back a year. Like it just doesn't even make sense. So that's kind of the Anchored Press story. And I am such a huge advocate. I think because it was so hard. I mean, it still is so hard. if anybody ever has any questions about starting up companies and all that, I am your girl because I felt really alone, you know, and it's hard to, it's just hard. I mean, you can only Google so much.
And it's your heart, right? Like if you feel like God gave you a message or a thing to do, you don't realize how lonely it is, how kind of isolated. Not, I mean, there's just some work that is done in the secret places, you know, and it's interesting. You should say like, this is all for God and all the glory goes to him. But then when it doesn't go well and that gets tested, you go, hold it. Is it all for him or is some of this for me? Because all of a sudden I have a lot of feelings attached to it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in that place right now where the show's going well, but for whatever reason, I feel like it should be in a different place. Mm. But I do this because I love women and I do this because honestly, I'm struggling and I need help.
Yeah.
So I say that it's all for the Lord and then I don't feel like it's all for the Lord if it isn't going how I want it to go.
Totally. Totally. I mean, we have earthly, you know, a sellout was my earthly, that was my measure of success was a sellout, but not God's measure of success, you know?
Yeah. So getting alone with God and having that every single day, I think a lot of times we think most days it's fine, you know, but you've really seen that every day makes such a difference.
Yes.
And so in your, for people who don't have it yet, in your planner, there's a section where there's like a reading and you have like devos that Christian women write.
Yes. So we have two planners. So we have the daily planner and the weekly planner. So the weekly planner is laid out a weekly devotion, 300 word devotion. And then each day it brings you back to the devotion. It brings you a different place in the Bible. It challenges you. It
different
there's prayers
prompts.
In there. Yeah. And we have 52 different women that write a devotion. Mm-hmm. And then the daily planner is a little bit, the devotions are a little bit shorter, but they're every single day. And there's a scripture and it's inspired by a certain scripture. And I write that planner.
That's a lot. So you write the longer ones.
The daily ones. So there's about 300-ish or a little less than 300 because Saturdays. So the way that one's set up is there's devotions Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
And then Wednesday is a prayer over a specific area of your life, obviously inspired by a Bible verse. All of them are. And they have scripture. Every day has scripture. Okay. And then Saturday is a place to thank God for, you know, all he did during the week. And then Sunday is what we call pink letter Sunday, where you hear just straight from Jesus. Because I don't think you need to hear from me on a Sunday.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Isn't that interesting that God would take someone who apparently is really bad at writing, according to the Berkeley TA, and you now write? Wow. I just think it's so neat how he uses
that. Isn't that interesting? I know. I wish I could find that TA.
I know. I wish you could too. Tell him. Maybe it's good that you're direct, but maybe you need to work on your delivery.
It's fine.
Okay, so something that you said that you do for self-care, which is, I'm kind of jumping ahead, but you find that if you can get weekly dates with God, which you do at the beach, which kind of makes me mad, that's not really fair, but that's fine. It's all right. If you can stay quiet long enough, you find that God speaks.
Yes, it's so hard.
It is hard. And so when did you discover that? And what would your encouragement be to someone who's like, that sounds great, but when I do, I get bored or I get nervous or whatever.
Yes. Yes. And it's so funny because we were just talking to, I have a discipleship group that I'm in on Mondays and we were talking about this, how it's really hard because our minds are just always going, especially moms.
Yeah.
And so it's practice. I know that might sound weird, but even just like one of the gals in our group said that she actually, no joke, puts a hat on and puts a, like, this is, she's at her house, by mind you, not at the beach or anything. She's at her house. Puts a hat on and like puts like a blanket over her just to like, cause that's what takes turning her mind off. Like for me, I can be at the beach and just, and it's taken a while. And please know that like, there's so many, some days that I cannot do it. I just, it's so hard for me to shut my mind off, but just trying to just listen, like looking and listening. I mean, just listening is so important because God will meet you there in your place. And I honestly, I believe that everybody has a place. Like there's got to be a, where's your place? Like for where you feel close to God.
You mean like location on the planet or like?
Well, location, you might not be near it, but we'll talk about that. What's your location?
You know, at my kitchen table, we just kind of made like a newish seating area in the kitchen, like a booth.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And so I love sitting there with like a candle and coffee and stuff. Yeah. So that's my place.
Yeah. And just listening, closing your eyes and just listening and just trying to turn off things. Another gal said that she closes her eyes, but pictures her in a place. So like you were saying, oh, I'm jealous that you're at the beach. Like if you can even just like picture Jesus sitting next to you at the beach and just listening. And, but it takes practice. And like I said, like so many days I'm like, oh my goodness, God, what is wrong with me? I cannot turn my mind off. Like I'm only thinking about certain things.
Yeah. Okay. So you picture Jesus sitting next to you.
Yeah.
And you just wait. Do you ask him questions or do you?
I try not to.
Okay.
I like really just try to just like turn the brain off. And sometimes people say that it helps even with music. Like if you just soak in that music and the song, and sometimes that even like if you listen to the words of a song, sometimes that helps. And then you just hear him, and even writing down helps. I'm sure you've, I mean, most people know that, but just even writing down, because sometimes you'll write down and you'll realize like, what? I did not say that about myself. And you, honestly, it's like God really speaking words over you.
So what are you writing down? Just
like what
you
you're hearing. So like, for an example, like if I'm listening to a song, then all of a sudden, like I'll write it in, not first person, in his voice, you know, like I'm so proud of you, Dina, like you're being so diligent in your work. And, you know, like, I just imagining like what God is saying about you so that it's coming from him.
You know, it's funny because when I start and I'm trying to listen and hear, it's always a lot of condemnation, a lot of guilt, like you messed that up. You
know,
and
God.
No, you're right. Yeah. It isn't. But I think it takes, I'm reading a book right now by, I feel like she has three names, but Ruth Barton, I think is her last name is Barton, but it's about like solitude and silence and sitting with God and hearing from him. She talks about how it's like you're a jar full of river water that's like kind of murky and you just have to let it sit for long enough to settle.
That's good.
And I think the first things I hear are all my own, you know, lies that I'm believing about you messed that up or you're not perfect or you didn't get up early enough or whatever.
I love that. You know, and you know what I just imagine you doing too is just like crossing all of them out and writing the opposite because you know that that's what God thinks of you. And I always think of like how we think of our children, you know, like would we ever say those things about our own kids? No. You know, I mean, yeah, we might say they're sassy or whatever, but like they,
but they but are
honestly like, yeah, but, just crossing them out and writing what you really like, you know, what he really thinks of you. I mean, the way that we think of our kids, like God thinks of us like a million times stronger, like the love that we have, you know, I always try to think of it that way too.
Yeah.
Cause I can't even imagine his love is just like, oh, so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I want to pause for a moment and tell you about one of this episode's sponsors, Free Day Popcorn. Christmas is going to be here before you know it, and we all know that it can be tricky to find stocking stuffers that are unique, that either won't end up in the trash or aren't full of sugar. So I have to tell you about something that me and my kids experienced that we loved. Free Day Popcorn has popping ears. You pop the popcorn in the microwave. I don't know if you guys saw my Insta story about this, but you just put the ear of corn in the microwave and it pops. It kind of gets all over your microwave, but there's no butter or anything in it, so it's not hard to clean up unless your kids get frantically excited like mine did and then they turn it into a mess. But what I love is they call it the ultimate snacktivity because it really is. It's a snack plus an activity. They love watching it pop in the microwave. I gotta be honest, popcorn's not my favorite, but the reason it's not my favorite is because it gets stuck in your teeth. Well, what I learned from Free Day Popcorn is that since they only sell the current harvest, it's a lot fresher and it has fewer hulls, which are the things that get stuck in your teeth. So it kind of solved that problem for me. Free Day Popcorn is 100% whole grain snack, non-GMO, and gluten-free. And if you don't want all the popcorn going everywhere in your microwave, they also have options that are off of the cob, but I'm telling you, it's pretty stinking fun. So make your day a free day and visit freedaypopcorn.com and use the coupon code STRUGGLEWELL, all one word, at checkout for 20% off your purchase through December 15th. That's freedaypopcorn.com, coupon code STRUGGLEWELL. Okay, so when you feel like you just can't settle your mind down for that particular day,
yeah,
what do? You just say,
I just leave.
All right.
I just leave. I get in the car. Yeah. No, I mean, it's not about feeling like, you know, I sometimes don't even know if God always, I mean, he of course always wants to talk to you, but like, it's okay. You know, I think that grace is just such a huge part of it is, you know, and we've talked about that in my group too. It's just like, You know, sometimes you don't hear anything, and that's okay too.
Yeah, I think
but just
so too.
Being diligent about going back and just showing God, like, I want to hear you.
Just prioritizing that. Our pastor was just talking about how something he used to do before he knew the Lord was he would switch price tags on things at the store. So you'd pay a lower price. He goes, you know, I didn't think it was stealing, but it is stealing. And he said that that's what the enemy does, is he switches the price tags. So he makes something that's very important, puts a low value on it, so that we don't do things like sit and listen, because it seems like it has a low value, but it has a really, really high value instead.
Yeah. Oh, that's the good. I love that analogy.
Okay. So we are almost out of time. I did want to ask you though, you said that your favorite verse is Romans 8:28, and I love it.
Yes.
That he uses all things. And then you said also that everything is either God sent or God used.
Yes.
I love that. What's an example of something that God has turned around for you lately?
Let's see, like a hard thing.
I don't care. Just something.
Let me think.
I'm springing this on you.
You know, it's interesting. Like, one thing that's hard is when you do a job that where I'm in the Word every day, you know, if it's me posting about it, writing about it, encouraging someone about it, you know, but I know I need to be poured in by other people. You know, I have to have other people pouring into me. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things this year where God just really kind of placed me and was so God-sent was I'd been doing Bible study at our church, and then I did an in-home Bible study. I don't know if you're that way, but I kind of like go back and forth, and, you know, I never know really where God wants me, to be quite honest.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard.
And so this season I had been asked by a couple people to do a couple different things. And for some reason speaking of not hearing God, like I was so prayerful about the things that I was being asked to do. And it was like, God was silent. And I was like, okay, God, seriously, like what? I need a sign. Like, I need you to show up here. Like, I need to, people need answers, and I need you to show up. And then I had gotten this email from these two gals, friends of mine, who wanted to start this discipleship group. And it's was just really like a small group, super committed, not a Bible. I mean, we're obviously studying the Bible, but not like a Beth Moore doing like a study like that, but just that they would be teaching on different things just to grow you spiritually. So like, you know, the Holy Spirit speaking through you or hearing God's voice and like that, you know, just kind of deeper things. Yeah. And then they would have different speakers come in and speak to us. And so I was like, interesting. Okay, maybe that. I don't know. You know, because here I am. I'm like, well, maybe that or maybe that. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to just bring a bunch of people together and just kind of talk it out first. And so they were talking it out. And then they were like, okay, it's going to be Monday morning. And I was like, you know, like, can't do it. You know, no way. Like, Monday mornings is when I start going. And I'm like, got to get my week going. And there's just no way. And then she could see my face. And she's like, is that not good? Is Monday morning not good? I'm like, no, I'm just processing it. You know, I didn't want to say like it was bad in front of everybody.
But everybody, it is bad.
Yeah. And so I'm driving home and I'm thinking about it and I'm like, okay, really? I'm not really that good on Monday morning. I really kind of am pathetic on Monday morning. You know, I'm like so slow. I barely get anything done. And then I just felt like God's voice say, like, you need to be there. It wasn't even like, I want you there. Like, you need to be there. And it was just so sweet of God to just not answer me on the other Bible studies, because, you know, I would have probably not been in this group. And it has been just a beautiful thing, this group, and totally what I need. And I have so many people pouring into me, not just the gals leading it, but every single one of them. Yeah. And it was just exactly what I needed. And so, like, just what you said, like, God sent is just, he had me wait and he didn't say anything. So it kind of goes back to what we were saying, is sometimes he's quiet for a reason.
That's so good. That's such an encouragement for the people in a quiet place.
Yeah. He's there.
He is. Okay. What is something that you just cannot stop talking about right now?
Okay. Well, like, literally cannot stop talking about this thing. It's funny because when you had asked me it before, I told you one thing.
Yeah.
And but something else came into my life recently.
Well, I need to know the new thing.
I mean, it's so superficial and shallow.
Everybody says
that.
It doesn't matter. We need
to know. So I have a lot of hair.
Okay.
But it's not cute curly like yours. Okay. Like, yours is cute curly. Mine is just frizzy and, like, does not get cute curly. And so my indulgence, I have like a secret indulgence, is blowouts. Like actually going to the salon and getting a blowout is my absolute favorite thing in the entire world.
Tell me, why is that different than just blow drying your own hair?
I cannot do it. I cannot get it to be as good. And because I think I have a lot of hair and it's frizzy, like it doesn't get that smoothness. Like I cannot do it until enter the Revlon one step blow dryer, or I'm saying it wrong.
It's a blow dryer?
So it's a brush and a blow dryer in one.
What?
Uh-huh. And you literally like brush your hair and it blow dries it and it adds body.
You literally brush it and it blow dries it.
Yeah. So you know how like in the salon, how they have a round brush?
Yes.
And then they stick a blow dryer on it. It's basically in the brush, the blow dryer is. So you're basically round brushing your hair, but you're blow drying it. You know, you're like, you don't have to hold both things.
Yeah.
It sounds so lazy when I'm saying it.
Okay, listen, they make it look like it's so easy, but then when you're trying to do it, everything's in a knot and you get cramps.
No,
I can't do it.
This thing is foolproof. My 14-year-old, that I have to still blow dry her hair because she just can't do it.
Yeah.
She can do it.
Okay.
But she doesn't do it as good as like, you know, us moms might take a little more time. She just kind of like brushes it through and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, it's amazing.
That's so interesting. But do you think it would work for curly hair to make it straight?
I do. And I want the report back so I can tell my curly haired friends.
Well,
because
yeah.
I've just pretty much been telling my friends that my, you know, there's your friends that have the same hair as you. We all are like, oh, life changing.
So they all agree that it is.
Oh yeah. All of us are like, this is the best thing ever. I mean, I really, you know, when you like something and you're like, maybe I should buy five more just in case they stop making it. That's how much I love it.
Wow. And where do you get it? Like Target or?
Amazon, of course, is my go-to everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Amazon
Prime.
Wow.
Well, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
And so it's, I'm sure, a lot cheaper than having someone do it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like Greg is, that's one of my Christmas presents, is like a little blowout. Like he gives me like a little envelope of cash, very Dave Ramsey-ish, right?
So
and
David.
Then that's like, I just take my money out of that.
Okay.
So when I start to get low, I'm like, oh, I can't, I don't have any, any money. I only have like two more blowouts this year, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So hold it. What, how long do those stay? Like a week or?
So because I have like a blowout, like a professional one.
Yeah.
So this might, people might think this is really gross, but because I have so much hair, it will last me like 5 days. I don't have to wash my hair for like 5 days.
Okay.
I mean, I've been known to go a week. Like I really have.
Yeah.
I have.
Well, I mean, also curlier hair is just not greasy. So
yeah, I don't get greasy.
So it's not gross. I mean, you want to wash it so you don't look greasy, but if we don't look greasy, then
yeah, exactly.
I honestly wash my hair so it gets curly again, not because it's dirty or because it feels dirty.
Right. Well, your hair is so beautiful.
It's only, you only see it when it looks nice.
You're always on stories. I doubt it can't look nice all the time. I mean,
no,
you can't invest in it all the time.
No, I can't. Well, listen, Dina, you are a treasure. So fun to talk to you.
Oh, you are too. So fun to talk to you.
Yes. Thanks for doing what you do. It makes a difference to me every single day because I use it every single day.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Awesome. Well, you have a good rest of your beautiful Southern California beach day.
Thank you. Right. I'll be jealous of your fall day. Trust me.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So let's talk about what we learned. One of my favorite things was the idea that everything is either God sent or God used. I knew that already. It's in Romans 8:28. It's all over Job. But having it packaged up in that memorable phrase, hopefully my mind will remember to remember that more. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? I feel like I say this every week, but you really need people around you in your life. Like Dina said, you're in a season of pouring out all the live long day. You need to get people around you to love you and support you, and who you can care for and support as well. And if you don't have that, get serious about praying about it this week. Maybe this week you start to practice stillness. You can do what Dina suggested and just have grace with yourself when it doesn't go well. I want to highly recommend a podcast to you that will help you with stillness. It is from my friend Elisa and it is called the Revelation Wellness Podcast. The whole thing is good, but I am talking specifically about her episodes called Be Still and Be Loved. She kind of walks you through stillness on a regular basis and it's so, so good. I've also linked the book I mentioned about stillness in the show notes at momstrugglingwell.com/podcast. Maybe your strategy to struggle well this week is that you do what Dina suggested and start to really get serious about hearing something from God each day that you can either use yourself or pass on to someone else. God is so faithful to speak to us when we quiet ourselves long enough to listen. Personally, he tells me a lot of things on a regular basis when I spend time with him, but this week something really cool happened. I started reading through John again, and God really blew me away, and I wanted to share it. So John, in the first chapter, is writing about another John, John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was baptizing a bunch of people, and he just kept saying, there's a guy who's coming, and he is the Messiah. And when John the Baptist saw Jesus walking by, he told some guys who were following him, that right there is the Messiah. So the guys following him left and went to follow Jesus. One of the guys was Andrew, and he went and got his brother, Simon, and brought him to Jesus. And as soon as Andrew introduced Simon to Jesus, this is all Jesus said. Your name is Simon. Your dad's name is, I don't have the Bible in front of me. I think it was, we'll just say Jonah or John. There's so many Johns. And then he said, and your new name is going to be Peter, which basically means the rock. Can you just imagine how crazy that would be to be introduced to someone and they tell you your first name, your last name, and then they give you a new name? Like, that's crazy. But it would have been really interesting, especially because Jesus didn't know Peter. Peter didn't know Jesus. All Peter knew when he met Jesus was, this guy is the Messiah. And then when he meets the Messiah renames him. What a crazy interaction. Well, when I looked into that a little bit more, Peter's original name basically meant like flighty, like a pigeon, like can't depend on that guy. He's a little bit of everywhere. He's all over the place, which if you know anything about Peter is accurate. That guy's a mess. But when he renames him Rock, right? And he says, I'm going to build my church on this guy right here. This crazy pigeon of a man is going to become a rock. And that really spoke to me because Jesus knew what Peter could be. He knew what he was going to be, and he decided to begin calling him that before he even began to demonstrate that even a little bit. In fact, Jesus knew he was gonna deny him, do all kinds of crazy running of his mouth, cut people's ears off. Like, Jesus knew Peter had a lot more jacking things up before he ever started being a rock, but he still renamed him Rock right then. And I think in my own life, I didn't have to think hard to figure out the application. It's hard for me to see what my kids can become. I know them so well, and I know what they are not currently doing correctly, and I project that as their future when I think of them in 20 years. And I forget to call out in them things that could be true, glimmers of things that I hope might one day be true and pray will be true, and kind of call those things into being. Does that make sense? I mean, it's so much easier to harp on them about things that they're messing up. And, you know, there's a part of that that's our job. But there's also a part of our job that is to see the potential and draw that out. Pull on the potential and get more of it rather than focusing on what is not quite right. And I am amazing at focusing on what is not quite right. So anyway, that's just something that happened this week when I quieted myself, I listened, I read, did a little studying, and I was really amazed at what God taught me about himself, that he knows us and he knows what we can be, and he wants that for us. And he calls it out. He gives us a new name. But then how very clearly he told me, so do that with your stinking kids, Emily. And I said, yes, sir, I sure will. And what I thought was even more fantastic was I looked at my daughter's name, and it means truth. And we have been struggling for a long time with her not telling the truth. And I have felt a lot of frustration over the fact that I cannot seem to get her to be someone who gravitates towards truth. But then I realized that is the actual meaning of her name. And it just, I don't know, it's just a sweet little time with the Lord of him reminding me that he can do anything with anybody that he wants to. And my daughter could end up being one of the most truthful people around. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'm realizing she tells me the truth a lot. It's just not things I want to know. She tells me the truth about what she thinks about me. So that's just not the truth I want. I'm a delicate flower. Anyway, maybe she already is a major truth teller. Oh man, parenting is not for the faint of heart, is it, ladies? All right, well, I'm going to land this plane. If you have not already joined me over on Instagram, what the heck are you waiting for? Also, when you shop on Amazon, please remember to use the show's affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any extra, but it helps cover the show's costs. You can do that by heading to momstrugglingwell.com/Amazon. And just so you know, I don't know who buys what. I can't see that information. So if you feel embarrassed about using the affiliate link to buy your dodgy things, don't feel embarrassed. If you're going to buy something embarrassing, I would love it if you would also help out the show with your embarrassing purchase. I hope that your November is going really well, and I hope that the seats in your car are heated.